Time for some weekly scam warnings from the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Steve, good to talk to you this morning. I just got a text I want to run by you. It looks to be from FedEx, and it says your package was returned because it couldn't contact you, and then there's a link. This has got to be a scam, right? Have you seen a lot of this?
Yes, Bob, good morning. Yes, we have seen a lot of that at the Better Business Bureau. Those are typical phishing scams where you get an unsolicited text from a company. Usually it's a well-known company, FedEx, Amazon, and they want you to click on that link. And it's a phishing link. And what I mean by that is that it wants to fish for information from you. So then it says, okay, Bob, what is your address? What is, we need your account number as well. What is your credit card number? So they're trying to get information on you to steal your identity.
I bet a lot of people click on those links, don't they?
They do. They do. Unfortunately, they do because they believe it's true. And we had a problem, remember, with fake text coming from the Secretary of State. They didn't send those out. Mm-hmm. It was saying your driver's license is expiring. Click here to renew it. And sometimes it's coincidence, Bob. So you may have been expecting a package from FedEx, and that's what they're hoping on. They're not just sending it to you, Bob. They're sending it to millions of consumers and hoping that it's a coincidence. So they think, hey, I should get a package. Let me click on this link. But it can do damage to your computer. It can do damage, obviously, to your phone. It can lock it up, and there's some major consequences for doing that. So it's best, Bob, to go to the company's website directly yourself that you know, or call them up on the landline the old days, or call them from your cell phone as well to see if that truly is an email or text from them.
Of course, the holiday season means more people are shopping online, and I guess that means more scams. And with the product shortages we're facing now, are the scammers taking advantage of that situation?
It's the Better Business Bureau has seen an increase in complaints on online shopping as well, as you said, Bob, because of the product shortages. People are starting early with their holiday online shopping scams. And what we're seeing the most, Bob, is fake websites. I think consumers don't realize how easy it is to create a fake website. In the old days, you could see misspellings and things of that nature. Now they're pretty much look like the major website itself. And they just really basically, paste and copy these logos or copy the page itself, but it's a different URL. So if you want to, make sure you check that URL. It's the company that you want to go to itself. But again, Bob, the best is directly going to Google yourself and going to that website of that particular company and staying away from following links. Again, following those text links as well, you can get you in trouble because a lot of them are fake websites and too good to be true offers. Bob, especially when you can't get a product and the shortages, the demand will be increasing. The parents will do anything to get their children that particular, toy or whatever it may be for Christmas. And unfortunately, the scammer knows that and will take advantage of the situation.
I know the Better Business Bureau says in that web address, look for HTTPS. Look for that extra S. So if it's just HTTP, you want to make sure there's an S in there. But couldn't scammers just fake that?
They do. A lot of times, scammers do fake that HTTPS. They put that in there or have that in there and make it believe like it's a secure site. So really, Bob, if you don't know the company, you don't trust the company, you really got to do the due diligence and checking on them to make sure they're a reputable company, because there's great businesses out there, Bob. There's a lot of companies that do great things for, for shoppers and do great things for the world. But unfortunately, there's scam artists who always try to take advantage of the situation because they got that too good to be true offer or prices that consumers just can't seem to pass up, and they don't do their homework. And about 65% of the consumers that file scam tracker reports with us have never checked the company out itself. And that's, as you said, Bob, that's my biggest frustration is consumers not checking with the Better Business Bureau first before doing business with the company.
Right. And that S is supposed to stand for secure. Things are reopening. Shows are back. Concerts. And folks are buying tickets online. What's the situation with ripoffs in that department these days, Steve?
Every venue tells us, Bob, there's some type of fraud or counterfeit tickets given each and every time. So if you're buying tickets, what we recommend is you buy directly from the venue itself or a licensed ticket broker. Buying on Craigslist or somebody you don't know, it's like buying from somebody in a dark alley. You wouldn't do it in the offline marketplace. Why would you do it on the online marketplace? And today, Bob, as I mentioned earlier, you can't tell the difference between fraudulent tickets. Some are electronic, some are not still. And especially if the venue, it's a sought-after type show, the scammers will be out there with these fake tickets. And again, you don't know until you get there and hand them the ticket and you realize that the ticket is fraudulent or counterfeit in some way. You just can't tell by looking at it. So again, Bob, you really have to deal with licensed tickets brokers and make sure that you know, or deal with the venue itself. Otherwise, it's this dark, dark web out there. And we hear about complaints all the time from, you know, fake tickets, mm-hmm. Sellers, and a lot of them are scammers, and they know what they're doing, and they're good at it, and they separate people from their money.
Check with the Better Business Bureau, or you can report something. How do folks get in touch, Steve?
BBB.org is our main website. Again, but if you see a scam, too, please report it. We need consumers to report scams to the Better Business Bureau. But also, Bob, you can find business you can trust at BBB.org. So if you want to find an air conditioning company or heating company, you know, waterproof or whatever it may be, go to the BBB.
And we always look forward to your tip-offs to the rip-offs on Thursday morning. Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you.